The Juneau chapter of Veterans for Peace hopes to block a proposed gun store with an indoor firing range from being built near the airport. The owners of the facility, which is under construction, plan to allow customers to fire automatic weapons in the range under the supervision of store employees. The veterans group wants the Juneau Assembly and Planning Commission to take a closer look at the proposal. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
Juneau Veterans for Peace President Phil Smith says the city's community development staff did not do a thorough review of how the shooting range would affect public health or safety.
There's really no analysis of the security steps that will be taken in the building, and there's no setting of accountability for ensuring that those steps are taken. There's nothing about reviewing the backgrounds of those who want to use the facility. So there doesn't seem to be any accountability.
Smith also thinks it's likely the project developers had private conversations with members of the Planning Commission and Juneau Assembly, which may have influenced permitting of the project. The gun store and shooting range is being developed by Juneau Mercantile and Armory, a limited liability company co-owned by Planning Commission member Dan Miller.
The commission in particular, it's an adjudicative body. And obviously there will be two sides to most issues that come before them, and they broker based upon a record that is developed publicly. And we think the record is very thin.
Miller declined to comment on the appeal, but at an assembly meeting in November, he said the shooting range would be enclosed in a concrete basement where noise and safety would not be an issue. The city's Deputy Community Development Director, Greg Cheney, says the project review gathered input from other departments, including Juneau Police.
There really isn't much that they're worried about. These type of weapons are legal within the city and borough of Juneau. And to be using them in a basement that's designed for it is probably the safest place that they could be discharged.
Initially, the Planning Commission was unable to approve a conditional use permit for the project. That's because a city ordinance banning the discharge of firearms within a quarter mile of a road did not include an exemption for private gun ranges. The Assembly changed the ordinance to allow private ranges at the November meeting where Miller spoke along with project opponents. Cheney disputes the notion that Miller or his business associates may have had off-the-record discussions about the project with members of the Planning Commission or Assembly.
I talked to Mr. Miller quite a bit about this. When the item was considered by the Planning Commission, he recused himself and left the room, which is not required, but is good form. So, you know, I think it's kind of a groundless accusation at this point.
Smith says Veterans for Peace wants the Assembly to accept the appeal and either deny the permit or remand it to the Planning Commission. If it goes back to the Commission, the group is asking commissioners to appoint a citizen committee made up of school, religious, mental health, and shooting sports representatives to review the proposal. Smith says the goal is not to ban guns, but rather to make sure safety is adequately considered.
Most of us veterans, of course, served in the armed forces in order to protect our Constitution and swore an oath to do so. We're not trying to weaken or undermine anybody's individual rights, but we are trying to review and make sure that our collective rights as a community are not jeopardized by an unwise public policy decision.
Smith says the group's decision to appeal the permit was made before the recent mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut, which thrust the issue of gun control into the national spotlight. Cheney says mass shootings were discussed by the Planning Commission, but it's an issue that's outside the panel's purview. The Assembly will decide whether to accept or reject the appeal at its meeting on Monday. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.